from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome to the English service of Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia. This is Rahma on the mic, who will be presenting you various updates, information, programs, music, everything's taking you closer to Indonesia. From the news, we'll be continuing with quotes of the day. And also, we have interesting programs such as Indonesian Wonder, Let's Speak Indonesian, and Music Corner. So stay tuned on voanews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and also shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. But first, as always, let's begin with the news.
Hello and welcome to the news on Voice of Indonesia. These are the headlines. President and Islamic scholars united in one line to strive for peace in the Middle East. Indonesia prioritized diplomatic approach with Iran regarding Pertamina tanker in the Strait of Hormuz. I'm Dika and this is the news in details. President Prabowo Subianto broke his fast together with a number of prominent figures and leaders of Islamic organizations at the Merdeka Palace in Jakarta on Thursday night, March 5, 2026. The meeting was also used to hold a dialogue regarding various issues both domestically and internationally. Following the meeting, the Minister of Agrarian Affairs and Special Planning, Nusron Wahid, confirmed that during the meeting, President Prabowo explained the global geopolitical and geoeconomic conditions, including the crisis in the Middle East and its potential impact on Indonesia. Furthermore, the President also explained the current economic and social conditions domestically.
From the meeting just now, the Islamic scholars, the leaders of Islamic mass organizations agreed to establish intensive communication and to understand the stances taken by the Indonesian government, by Mr. President, and then reached a conclusion, hoping that the leaders of these Islamic mass organizations and figures together with Mr. President in one line to jointly strive for peace in the Middle East, especially also to de-escalate tensions. We must prevent war from breaking out between Iran and America, as it would impact the turmoil in the Middle East.
Meanwhile, the Cabinet Secretary Teddy Indrawijaya stated in a recent statement that the meeting reflected the President's commitment to continuously maintain communication and good relations with Islamic scholars. Additionally, the meeting is expected to create synergy and maintaining peace and strengthening Indonesia's role amidst global dynamics.
Indonesian government is conducting diplomatic coordination with the Iranian government regarding the Pertamina oil tanker located in the Strait of Hormuz amidst rising tensions in the Middle East.
The Director General for Asia, Pacific and Africa of the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Santo Darmo Sumarto,
stated in Jakarta on Friday, 6 March 2026, that the Indonesian embassy in Tehran is currently communicating with Iranian authorities. This step is taken to ensure that Indonesia's interests, including the safety of the tanker's navigation, remain protected.
Memang saat ini sedang dilakukan upaya.
Indeed, diplomatic efforts are currently being made, coordination efforts with relevant parties in Iran to ensure that Indonesia's interests related to Pertamina can continue to be protected in terms of being able to safely transit the Strait of Hormuz.
According to Santo,
this measure is taken to ensure the Pertamina tanker can safely navigate this strategic shipping lane. Santo added that, in general, the security conditions in the region are currently not yet fully conducive, so communication with various parties is being intensified. Nevertheless, he affirmed that the government continues to strive to safeguard Indonesia's national interests amidst the evolving geopolitical situation in the region.
It can be conveyed that this matter is being followed up by our colleagues at the Indonesian embassy in Tehran, because indeed the conversation must be conducted with the Iranian government.
Pertamina International Ship previously reported that there are four vessels in the Middle East area. The vessel Gamsu Nuro is in the process of loading at Khor al-Zubair, Iraq. The vessel Pertamina Pride has completed the loading process and is now anchored at Ras Tanura, Saudi Arabia. The vessel PIS Rinjani is currently anchored at Khor Fakkan, United Arab Emirates, and the vessel PIS Paragon is in the process of discharging in Oman. There are two vessels still inside the Gulf area, namely Pertamina Pride, with ship management by NYK, and the vessel Gamsu Nuro, currently managed by Synergy Ship Management. Both are also being monitored in real time to ensure their safety conditions.
Desi Anugrano, Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian government is prioritizing diplomatic measures concerning the Pertamina oil tanker in the Strait of Hormuz. These efforts are being undertaken to ensure the vessel can resume its voyage, including guaranteeing the safety of the ship and its crew. Desi Anugrano has the details.
Minister of Trade Budi Santoso on Thursday, March 5, 2026, explained that Indonesian micro, small, and medium enterprises, or MSMEs, have the opportunity to fill markets in countries currently experiencing supply shortages due to the impact of the geopolitical crisis in the Middle East. Budi stated that the government continues to intensify business matching programs for MSMEs. The goal is for local Indonesian products to quickly replace the role of global suppliers who are currently facing disruptions. Currently, countries in the Southeast Asia and Africa regions are the primary targets.
Nah, sekarang program yang business matching dengan UMKM itu akhirnya diarahkan.
Now, the business matching program with MSMEs is ultimately being directed toward these countries. Well, it has already started. Last January, transactions had already reached $4 million. Now for February, earlier we met with the Director General, we have mapped out which countries like Southeast Asia, then Africa, yes we are entering to fill the void.
On the other hand, the government also plans to discuss with exporters to map out obstacles on the ground. According to Budi Santoso, this includes anticipating disruptions in the supply of raw materials for domestic industries that are still dependent on imports.
Yes, indeed, we are anticipating it, but until now, the plan is tomorrow we will meet with exporters. We will discuss what the problems are. I want to know technically, roughly, where the issues are for exporters.
Budi Santoso added that the conflict in the Middle East has not yet had a major impact on the domestic economy. He stated that the Indonesian economy remains safe because it is dependent on public spending activities or the gross domestic product. Putri Cahaya Purnama, Voice of Indonesia.
The current global geopolitical crisis has the potential to disrupt global supply chains. Minister of Trade Budi Santoso stated that he will capitalize on this opportunity through micro, small, and medium enterprises, or MSMEs. Putri Cahaya Purnama has the details.
Minister of Agriculture Andi Amran Sulaiman on Friday confirmed that Indonesia's food reserves are strong and capable of meeting the community's need in long term. According to Amran, based on government calculation, the current national food reserves can last for approximately 10 months. In addition to available stocks, national food production also continues every month to maintain supply.
Stok kita aman.
Our stocks are secure for up to 10 months, almost 11 months, 10.7 months, or 324 days. And each month we produce 2.6 million to 5.7 million tons, that's the range. Meanwhile, our monthly demand is 2.5 million tons, so our food supply is secure.
2,5 juta ton per bulan. Jadi pangan aman.
In addition to global uncertainty, the government is also anticipating the potential impact of this year's dry season. The Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency, BMKG, predicts that some parts of Indonesia will enter the 2026 dry season earlier than normal. However, Amran emphasized that the potential of El Nino this year is expected to be less severe than previous events, so its impact can still be anticipated.
El Nino sekarang ini lebih lemah daripada sebelumnya.
The current El Nino is weaker than before. Weaker, not as strong as before. God willing, we can handle it.
To address the potential drought, the Ministry of Agriculture has prepared various anticipatory measures, including pumping to cover approximately 1.2 million hectares of agricultural land and an additional 1 million hectares for the dry season. The government is also rehabilitating irrigation to approximately 1 million hectares and preparing superior seeds that are more resistant to drought. Hasnanur Afifah, Voice of Indonesia.
The government ensures that national food supplies remain secure despite the world facing geopolitical uncertainty and potential drought due to the El Nino phenomenon. Hasnanur Afifah has the details.
The central government, together with regional governments throughout Riau Province, held a forest and land fire preparedness alert ceremony at Rosmin Nurjadin Air Force Base, Pekanbaru, on Thursday, the 5th of March 2026. This activity is part of a forest disaster mitigation strategy to ensure government readiness before entering the dry season, which is predicted to occur at the end of March 2026. In his directives, the Coordinating Minister for Political and Security Affairs, Jamari Chaniago, emphasized that forest disaster mitigation must be carried out in a structured manner and from an early stage to reduce the risk of forest and land fires in vulnerable areas.
Mitigasi dan pencegahan dapat kita lakukan.
Mitigation and prevention can be done as early as possible, including through weather modification, water bombing, and helipetrol, filling retention basins or embungs starting now, ditches and canals to maintain water levels in peatlands especially.
Meanwhile, the head of the National Disaster Management Agency, BNPB, Suharyanto, stated that consistent forest disaster mitigation efforts have shown significant results in recent years.
In the last 7 years, Indonesia has been able to prove that there have been no major fires since 2019. Even in 2023, which was an El Nino year as previously conveyed by the head of BMKG, Indonesia was also able to overcome it.
As part of strengthening forest disaster mitigation capacity, the government also handed over supporting equipment for forest and land fire management to the provincial governments of Riau and Jambi. This assistance is provided to strengthen early warning systems and field mobility. Kiki Purba, Voice of Indonesia.
The central government, together with regional governments, continues to strengthen preparedness to face the potential of forest and land fires ahead of this year's dry season. One of the efforts undertaken is through a forest and land fire preparedness alert ceremony held in Pekanbaru, Riau. Kiki Purba has the details.
The Iranian embassy in Jakarta held a joint prayer and petition signing event to commemorate the passing of Iran's Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei at the residence of the Iranian ambassador to Indonesia in Jakarta on Thursday, March 5th. There were recited verses from the Quran, performed zikr or remembrance, and offered prayers for Khamenei, accompanied by weeping of the participants. Iranian ambassador to Indonesia, Muhammad Boroyerdi, stated that they have received various condolences from different elements of Indonesian society. This includes a letter from the President of Indonesia, Prabowo Subianto, containing condolences for the passing of Khamenei. In the past few days, we have received a great number of messages of solidarity from the people of Indonesia. We have also received an official letter of condolence from His Excellency Mr. Prabowo Subianto regarding the incident that occurred. Many academics, intellectuals, teachers, business people, representatives of mass organizations, religious scholars, and various public figures have conveyed their solidarity and messages of condolence. We apologize if we have not yet been able to respond to them one by one. On that occasion, Boroyerdi acknowledged receiving a proposal suggesting that Prabowo could act as a mediator in the conflict between Iran and the alliance of United States and Israel. However, he emphasized that this time Iran will not negotiate with them. Regarding the proposal conveyed by the Honorable Leader of Indonesia, this proposal has been put forward, and our response is that we will not accept any negotiations with America. We do not trust them. We have negotiated with them 3 times, and each time, at the end of the negotiations or in the middle of them, they betrayed us. And we will pay the price for America's crimes on the battlefield. Iran's Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei was reported to have died in a missile attack on Khamenei's residence complex in the Iranian capital Tehran on Saturday, February 28, launched by joint forces of the United States and Israel. This attack triggered retaliatory actions from Iran targeting U.S. military bases in the Middle East. Ramesh Kipratama, Voice of Indonesia.
Minister of Transportation Dudi Purwagandi on Thursday emphasized the importance of accelerating the transformation of the national aviation sector to maintain industry sustainability. According to him, there are 4 important factors that must be considered in the transformation of the air transportation sector, namely safety and security, synergy and collaboration, attention to operational details, and preparedness for various uncertainties. He believed these 4 factors are crucial for maintaining industry sustainability while improving the quality of services to the public. The Iranian Embassy in Jakarta held a joint prayer event and a petition signing ceremony to commemorate the passing of Iran's Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei. Ramashidki Pratama has the details.
The Iranian Embassy in Jakarta held a joint prayer and petition signing event to commemorate the passing of Iran's Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei at the residence of the Iranian ambassador to Indonesia in Jakarta on Thursday, March 5th. There were recited verses from the Quran, performed zikr or remembrance, and offered prayers for Khamenei, accompanied by weeping of the participants. Iranian ambassador to Indonesia, Muhammad Boroyerdi, stated that they have received various condolences from different elements of Indonesian society. This includes a letter from the president of Indonesia, Prabowo Subianto, containing condolences for the passing of Khamenei. In the past few days, we have received a great number of messages of solidarity from the people of Indonesia. We have also received an official letter of condolence from His Excellency Mr. Prabowo Subianto regarding the incident that occurred. Many academics, intellectuals, teachers, business people, representatives of mass organizations, religious scholars, and various public figures have conveyed their solidarity and messages of condolence. We apologize if we have not yet been able to respond to them one by one. On that occasion, Boroyerdi acknowledged receiving a proposal suggesting that Prabowo could act as a mediator in the conflict between Iran and the alliance of United States and Israel. However, he emphasized that this time Iran will not negotiate with them. Regarding the proposal conveyed by the Honorable Leader of Indonesia, this proposal has been put forward, and our response is that we will not accept any negotiations with America. We do not trust them. We have negotiated with them 3 times, and each time, at the end of the negotiations or in the middle of them, they betrayed us. And we will pay the price for America's crimes on the battlefield. Iran's Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei was reported to have died in a missile attack on Khamenei's residence complex in the Iranian capital Tehran on Saturday, February 28, launched by joint forces of the United States and Israel. This attack triggered retaliatory actions from Iran targeting U.S. military bases in the Middle East. Ramesh Pratama, Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, it concludes today's news bulletin from the Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world.
Paris keyword of the day. Education is the most powerful weapon to change the world. A quote by Ki Hajar Dewantara. Ki Hajar Dewantara is dubbed as the father of education in Indonesia. He was a freedom fighter, respected by both allies and enemies. He is known for his creativity, broad insight, and criticism towards education, which resulted in various brilliant ideas. This made him known as the true educator and cultural figure of Indonesia. That's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
What is this food?
Rattan is usually made into furniture or handicrafts, but rattan can also be food. The soft rattan is barbecued for 1 hour. After that, the white parts of rattan are sliced. Then, it's ready to be eaten with dipping sauce. What is the name of this food? Pakat Rotan from North Sumatra.
Maafkan aku tak bisa memahami maksud amarahmu. Membaca dan mengerti isi hatimu. Ampuni aku yang telah memasuki kehidupan kalian, mencoba mencari celah dalam hatimu. Aku tahu ku takkan bisa menjadi seperti yang engkau minta, namun selama nafas berhembus, aku kan mencoba menjadi seperti yang kau minta. Cari celah dalam hatimu. Aku tahu ku takkan bisa menjadi seperti yang engkau minta, namun selama nafas berhembus, aku kan mencoba.
Jadi seperti yang kau minta.
what is this food?
This food is mostly available during Ramadan or the fasting month. It has slices of banana, cassava, sweet potatoes, or even palm sugar fruit. All of them are drowned in a sweet gravy made from a mixture of water, palm sugar, and coconut milk. What is the name of this food? Kolak!
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for still joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Coming up next, a program that will take you closer to Indonesian art, culture, custom, food, tourist destinations, all on Indonesian Wonder.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. Jepara is a famous city for its beautiful and natural beaches. The northern and western areas of Jepara are directly bordered by the sea that make these areas have many beaches. One of the good beach attractions in Jepara with a Balinese flavor is Bando Beach. Listener, Bondo Beach offers beautiful views and exotic white sand that are soothing to the eyes. This is because the beach is always kept clean, and many pandan trees that grow around the beach add to the beautiful impression. Relaxingly sitting by enjoying the view of the beach while accompanied by the sound of the waves is a calming sensation. The cool beach breeze, white sand, and blue sea water combine in harmony with the beauty of Bondo Jepara Beach. Listener, playing or getting wet in the water is, of course, mandatory when visiting beach tourism. One of the advantages of Bondo Beach is that the waves are calm so that visitors can freely play on the edge of the beach without fear of being swept away by the waves. Playing in the sand at Bondo Beach, which has clean and fine sand, is a favorite among visiting tourists. Besides to increase tourist attraction, the management also provides various interesting photo spots for taking selfies. The appearance of its charm will be even more beautiful when the sun begins to set. The golden orange sky makes the atmosphere even more romantic. After the sunset view is over and day turns to night, you will enjoy the night atmosphere with charming twinkling lights, like seeing thousands of fireflies on Bondo Beach. You can also enjoy the beauty of the night here by camping on the large beach area. Listener, the name of Bondo Beach, which is located in Bondo Village, Bang Sri, sub-district Jepara Regency, Central Java, is taken from the location of the village called Bondo Village. For those who want to visit Bondo, Jepara Beach is open every day for 24 hours. The road to Bondo Beach is also good enough so that visitors can come by motorcycles or car rental services. If you are in Indonesia and in the city of Jepara, please look for the right time to get rid of your busy life by relaxing at Bondo Beach, Jepara. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today's edition. We'll see you tomorrow again. I am Ahmad Faisal.
Voice of Indonesia.
To realize equal access to education and produce world-class future leaders, especially in science and technology, the Indonesian government through the Ministry of Higher Education, Science and Technology is running Sekolah Garuda or Garuda School at the senior high level. According to the Indonesian Vice Minister of Higher Education, Science and Technology, Professor Stella Christie, PhD, this program is open for any high-achieving students, regardless of their economic background, regardless of where they live in Indonesia.
The first thing that we are addressing is that problem, that in Indonesia, we do not have equal opportunities. We do not have equal access for the best educations. And Sekolah Garuda first and foremost is addressing that. In addressing this, Sekolah Garuda really stands out from any other top schools that are in Indonesia, for any other quality, high quality schools at Indonesia, because it's giving access. So to do this, Sekolah Garuda is actually going to give scholarships for at least 80% of the students. So those students who are actually have very good academic achievements, but they come from family who cannot afford. They come from families who cannot afford to go to the best schools. Now they will be able to do that in Sekolah Garuda. Secondly, Sekolah Garuda is really put of the second pillar of Sekolah Garuda is that we are actually really creating the new leaders of Indonesia. And what kind of new leaders that we want? Clearly, we want new leaders who are able to compete internationally, to compete in the world, who are at ease speaking in international capacity, just like our president right now. At the same time, we need to have leaders who are very attuned to the diversity of Indonesia, are able to have empathy about the Indonesian, what makes Indonesia today, of the difficulties and all the challenges of Indonesia, as well as of the successes and being of Indonesia. And in order to do that, we are creating a third pillar of the Garuda High School, mm-hmm. is that not only the school has to be excel academically, but the students will be required to really give back to the communities around them. So Garuda High School is very special. It's not an exclusive high school. It's a high school that is very inclusive, and yet it's a high school that's also very special.
You can listen and watch more on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you for still joining us, the English service of Voice of Indonesia that you can enjoy on voinews.id, at RI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, and shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. Listener, next we present a program that allows you to learn Indonesian language. It's only on Let's Speak Indonesia.
Let's Speak Indonesian.
Magic words. Hi VOI listener, today's Let's Speak Indonesian talks about magic words. The term magic words often refers to polite phrases like please, thank you, and so on. These words are considered magic because they are relatively easy to say and can have a big impact on social interactions. So here we go, Indonesian magic words. Tolong, please. Terima kasih. Thank you. Sama-sama. You're welcome. Permisi. Excuse me. Maaf. Sorry. Bolehkah saya? May I? For example, tolong tutup pintunya. Close the door, please. Permisi. Boleh saya duduk di sini? Excuse me, may I sit here? Magic words are necessary to be taught to children from an early age so they are able to communicate effectively and understand how to respect others. So, have you practiced these magic words every day? Let's start small to achieve big. Well, listener, that's Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Stay tuned for learning more Indonesian words for daily use only on Let's Speak Indonesian. Sampai jumpa!
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song by Liodra. Liodra Margareta Ginting, better known as Liodra, is an Indonesian singer and actress from Medan, North Sumatra, who was born on June 21, 2030. Liodra began her career as a professional singer after winning a talent search event on a national private television station in 2020. In 2024, the Indonesian maestro of romantic songs, Yofi Widianto, invites Liodra to collaborate in covering the song Terlalu Cinta, or So In Love. The song composed by Yofi Widianto was first released in 2006 and became a hit by Rosa. Now Yofi chooses Liodra to cover it because Liodra's voice character fits the song. This love-themed song with a pop ballad feel tells the story of feelings of sadness because of unrequited love. The lyrics convey a sense of despair and sadness because she cannot have the person she loves. Well, listener, here is the version of Terlalu Cinta by Liodra and Yofi Widianto.
Jangan dekat atau jangan datang kepadaku lagi. Aku semakin tersiksa karena tak memilikimu. Ku coba jalani hari dengan pengganti dirimu. Tapi hatiku selalu berpihak lagi padamu. Mengapa semua ini terjadi kepadaku? Yeah.
tahu mengapa semua ini terjadi kepadaku.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hati ini tak mungkin, jiwa ini tak mungkin bertahan lagi pada setiap perlakuanmu kepadaku. Satu filterku agar kau cintaiku sepenuh hati seperti aku mencintai dirimu. Sudah cukup untuk selamanya diriku dipermainkan, dirimu aku tak mau lagi. Baby baby antara aku dengan dirimu, karena aku tak mungkin bisa membuat dirimu mengerti. Baby baby cukuplah sudah antara aku dengan dirimu, karena aku tak mungkin bisa membuat dirimu kembali seperti yang dulu.
Hear me.
Mana janji manismu untuk diriku, mencintaiku sepenuh hatimu, sepenuh jiwamu.
Kau takkan pernah bisa mengerti apa yang selalu ada di benakku, karena tak pernah kau coba untuk mengerti. Cukup untuk selamanya diriku dipermainkan, dirimu aku tak mau lagi.
Sudah cukup beribu ku curahkan, tapi tak sedikit hatimu kau tuangkan. Buat diriku janjimu kau lupakan, untuk dirimu semua pasti ku utamakan.
Yo lady, you drive me crazy. Hey baby, I need you lady.
tapi tak mungkin dirimu kembali. Cintai diriku seperti
baby,
dulu lagi.
Baby, cukuplah sudah antara aku dengan dirimu.
Oh, karena aku tak mungkin bisa membuat dirimu mengerti.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, that's a wrap today's program of English service from Voice of Indonesia. If you have any feedback to send, you can send it to our email, voilisteners@gmail.com, or send a direct message, mention us on social media, Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at voi_official. Follow us as well on TikTok at voi_official and subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Official. And you can also reach us on WhatsApp, +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130. So I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.